All right, this is Joseph Barksdale, LSU graduate and St. Louis Rams offensive tackle, and you're listening to ProInterviews.org.
So how do you connect with your fans?
Try to be good about responding to any Facebook messages or Twitter, tweets I might get. And then, of course, there's the blog. And a lot of people have sent emails over the last couple of years, and I'd like to think I do an okay job of responding to those as well.
You know, why do you start a blog and a website? You know, most players tend to either just be filtered through the media or only filtered through social media. What inspired you to start, you know, a website and share your opinion in a blog format?
I guess because first and foremost, I have an opinion, and you don't want to seem like, you know, just another name on ESPN, and I've always been real big about just, you know, voicing myself just as a person, not even as an athlete, and I felt that was a good avenue to take just to set up a blog, so if I ever have something I want to talk about or something that you can't just, you know, get out in 120 characters on Twitter, you know, somewhere where I could, you know, do that at.
But, you know, what's this offseason like for you? How are you training, and what's that, you know, experience like for you?
I actually, I think it's been a pretty productive offseason. I've been on a pretty good training schedule. I'm doing my, my college workout from LSU, you know, which is what got me to the NFL. So, you know, I'm not going to abandon that. And then I've been doing I went and trained with, I don't know if you know who this is, Jackie Ray Slater, the Hall of Famer from the St. Louis Rams. He played right tackle for 20 years with the organization. And, I think that was definitely, the right step to the, how can I put it? It was the right move to, you know, taking my next step just as a football player. There's a lot of stuff, you know, being a guy that switched from defense to offense that I don't know. A lot of offensive linemen in the NFL, you know, they've been playing offensive line since they were, you know, a little kid. So just, you know, technique things and stuff like that that I've never learned that I had the opportunity to learn from him, and I think that that's going to go a long way just, you know, in the future, and especially having that resource whenever I'm having a problem in football from now on. You know, I have a guy that I can call up that's done it.
How'd you actually get, you know, started playing football? What age were you in? Yeah, and what position did you play when you were growing up?
I was 14, and I wanted to play. I saw that movie, Remember the Titans, and I hadn't really, you know, I didn't really know anything about football, like not even positions and things like that, but all my friends played it, and I figured since I was going to high school, I might as well try it out. So that's how I got started playing football.
And what was high school football like for you?
It was good for me. For one, it kept me out of trouble. You know, football eats up a lot of your time. So just from that standpoint, you know, it always kept me busy. It also afforded me a lot of opportunities to be able to go, you know, visit colleges and, you know, see different things outside of Detroit or even outside of Michigan.
You played with Vernon Golston, right, in high school?
Yep.
What was his impact on your playing and you know, early on in your life?
Just as far as everything, Vernon was a really good resource when it came to football, from, you know, colleges I should visit to, you know, different techniques and stuff you should use on the field, things you should look out for, and even on the academic side, talking about, you know, the NCAA clearinghouse, you know, that you need to clear in order to be eligible to go to college, and, you know, ACT scores and things like that that people usually don't bring up to the last minute, and that hurts a lot of guys, especially from where I'm from.
You chose LSU. What was the whole recruiting experience like?
It was a humbling experience, man. I mean, I was, you know, going in, I mean, what, you know, midway through high school, I had a lot of scholarships, but they were, you know, like my freshman and sophomore year, I was being offered academic scholarships for engineering programs across the country, because that's what I was doing before football was engineering. And, you know, to be a guy that, you know, started playing football, you know, pretty much just for fun to go into a guy that, you know, college coaches want you to come to the university and play on their team. It was I don't even know the word. It caught me off guard, to say the least.
You have a favorite memory during your time at LSU?
Nah, man. It's way too many memories to go through to come up with a favorite one.
Okay, is there a specific game that, you know, meant a lot to you, you know, throughout your career that you look back on and take pride in?
I'd probably say every game that I played. The coaches did a good job of getting us ready, you know, for each game, and for whatever reason, you always have a chip on your shoulder whenever you win against an opponent. But if I had to pick one, I'd probably say the game that we played against Georgia Tech in the Atlanta Chick-fil-A Bowl my sophomore year. We had just came off of a national championship, but, you know, I didn't play much in that game. I wasn't a starter. And even though, you know, it wasn't a national championship, it was my first bowl game as a starter, and something that I'll always remember.
Do you have a favorite block in your career or a favorite, you know, kind of matchup that you had during your time, you know, over there?
I'm not going to say my favorite block, but just, you know, the games that I would love to get ready for are the Alabama games, because they have so many different exotic blitzes and defenses that, you know, you knew you had to be ready to play a team like that, mentally and physically.
Okay. There's so many things that you learned during your time in, you know, Baton Rouge. What do you think the most important thing that you learned at LSU that you've taken to the NFL?
I'd probably say my work ethic. A lot of the things that we did at LSU were, you know, physically taxing, just as far as the workouts and things like that. And we'd always say, well, they're not doing this at other colleges, and, you know, the coaches would always respond, other colleges aren't winning, you know. So I'll probably say just, you know, not comparing yourself to other people and, you know, constantly working to make yourself better every day.
What was it like training after your senior year for that whole draft? You know, that's a really hectic, I think, 3-4 months for rookies. And what was that experience like for you?
It was stressful, man. I mean, as much as I'd like to say it wasn't, it was. You don't know who's going to draft you. You don't know if you're going to get drafted. I mean, you really don't know. And you start to realize that, you know, throughout your college career, you pretty much, you know, I mean, you have a degree, but you've pretty much been, you know, ready to go to the next level. And if that doesn't happen for you, then you pretty much have to start all over as far as, you know, business networking, getting internships and things like that if football doesn't work out for you. And, I mean, it was pretty stressful.
Hear your opinion of the combine and what that whole experience was like for you.
You don't sleep, pretty much. And I mean, you really don't need to sleep just because, you know, you're so excited to be there. But, I mean, it's pretty, I guess the word would be different. You know, you're in constant motion for, 72 hours, and you're getting a lot of free stuff, you know, to wear and things like that. But there's also pressure, you know, to perform, you know, when it's time to do your drills and things like that. But even just the interview process, there's a lot of interviews during the combine with different teams that are interested in you. And, you know, getting to meet some of these coaches that you've seen on TV, you know, in person, and, you know, things like that. It's a very humbling experience.
You know, what was it like to come back and experience the pro day back at LSU?
It was not as stressful as the combine because, you know, it was LSU, and you know you've been there before. And at the same time, you also knew it was one of your last times to be able to perform for a team before the draft came. And it was pretty cool, you know, seeing coaches and all teammates and stuff like that again, and being on campus with your friends.
You know, what was your draft day experience like? And
my draft day experience. Draft day experience was that was probably the longest 24 or 48 hours of my life. You know, you try not to watch the TV but then you end up watching the TV anyway or getting some kind of update. And, you know, you're just kind of waiting for your number to be called. Everybody, you know, everyone else is calling you, and every time you get a cell phone, every time your phone rings, you think it's a team. You know, people asking you, you know, when they're going to call your number. But for me, I think that it was kind of a motivator for me because, you know, you, just as a football player or just as someone that's working in general, you know, you don't ever want to, you know, be sitting at home staring at your phone waiting on a phone call, you know. So, you know, it let me know, you know, how special the opportunity to get to the NFL was and, you know, how difficult it is to stay in the NFL.
What was it like to be, you know, a part of that Raiders organization?
It was cool, man. My dad, you know, when he saw the Raiders drafted me, he was really excited. The Raiders, the L.A. Raiders and the L.A. Rams were, you know, his favorite football teams because, of course, they used to win. But, you know, and being from Detroit, you know, those were two teams that definitely embody, you know, the hard work and perseverance that our city, you know, is known for. So, I was excited.
You know, you make it through your second season and get cut from the Raiders organization. Now, how did that really impact you as a person, and what was that whole experience like for you?
It was not a good one, but. I had become good friends with Steve Wisniewski, who was a former Raiders player, and he coached us there during my rookie year, and he just told me, you know, if it doesn't work out with the Raiders, there's 31 other teams in the NFL. And, you know, for whatever reason, it didn't work out with the Raiders. But, you know, he was right. There were 31 other teams in the NFL, and, you know, he assured me that I was not going to clear waivers. And he just told me that, you know, whatever team you go to next, you know, just, you know, keep working and, you know, pretty much just, you know, don't give up. So, you know, believing in him and what he said, I did just that. And, you know, the Rams called, you know, within that, you know, after that 24-hour period, and I couldn't have been happier. It was like I got drafted all over again.
But at the Rams organization, you played some games this past year. What's it been like, you know, being in St. Louis?
It was like coming back home. I'm from the Michigan is considered the Midwest, so you know I'm familiar with just you know the culture and things like the climate and things like that in the Midwest. So, you know, I was closer to home, and it was cool. I think that, even now, I feel like I'm in a, you know, really good situation. I'm the team, and, you know, the best is in front of me.
You know, with the Rams now, you have a teammate there, Michael Brockers, who was an LSU guy as well. So,
right.
Did you guys play together?
Yeah, we played together. He was a, Michael came in. I want to say he came in. My junior year or my sophomore year.
Okay.
I don't remember. I know he was like a year or two younger than me when we got there.
What's it like seeing, you know, playing with Michael?
Just like it was in college, you know. You have an existing relationship with the guy. You see him every day. You know, you guys have a lot of inside jokes when it comes to the college that you're from and that kind of thing. And then, you know, when game day comes, you know, you like to see, because, of course, offensive linemen don't make tackles and things like that, but, you know, you like to see your, you know, former teammates doing well on game day, as long as they're on the same team as you are. But, yeah.
Okay. But, so, you know, you got your first start in the NFL this season, too, with the Rams. What was it like to actually know that you're, you know, a starter and have that responsibility on you for a couple games this season?
Same way it was in college, you know, I mean, just, you know, walking on the field, the first thing you're thinking is I don't want to mess up, you know, you don't want to mess up. But, I mean, it was an interesting experience, especially with my situation, you know, going in against the Green Bay Packers. But at the end of the day, you know, it lets you know, or, you know, for me, it lets you know that, you know, for one, you can play in the NFL, and for two, you know, you could be a pretty good, you know, pretty good player. So it's just another motivating factor for me to keep working and keep getting better.
A lot of players are involved with, you know, foundations and charities off the field. Are you involved with anything off the field?
Yeah, I recently started a community service foundation called Uplift 72. I chose the 72 because that was my rookie number. And that was, you know, being a rookie in the NFL was really the first time that I was able to, you know, have the means and things like that to set up a foundation. So, we're pretty much right now focusing on, you know, high school youth, trying to create, trying to turn them into well-rounded individuals. And, you know, by focusing on academics, athletics, and community service. So it's something that I've always wanted to do, you know, start an organization that helps people, and I'm glad I was finally able to do it.
And do you have a favorite memory from from Uplift 72?
I'll probably say the first event we did. We had our first official event, you know, our first big publicized event in Detroit in March. But our first event was adopting a family in December from East St. Louis. And, I mean, you know, it feels really good to, you know, give back. You know, when we adopted a single parent family, it was a woman. She had three kids, and you know, just to see those kids' faces and you know that woman's face, we took them to Toys R Us, and then we also got some of the bare necessities from Walmart. And you know, just to see, you know, I don't know, just to, you know that you help somebody else, you know, help make someone else's life better was pretty rewarding for me.
If you couldn't describe yourself as any ice cream flavor, what would you be and why?
Any ice cream flavor?
You said you're an opinionated guy. I want to hear it.
To be honest with you, man, I don't even eat ice cream. I'd probably say it'd be something dealing with, like, blueberry. Just because blue is my favorite color, and I like blue, raspberry, everything else, so I guess I'm a natural blue.
It took a lot for you to do, you know, everything in your career, from leaving home to go to LSU to, you know, and you've been through a lot already in the football league, learning about the business side, I guess, of things. What's the best advice you have to someone who wants to make it in the NFL?
I'd probably say the two things are, you know, whatever happens to you, don't take it personal. I mean, like you said, you know, football is a business. And then, you know, work hard. I mean, you know, football was developed in a country that was founded on, you know, hard work, paying off and things like that, you know, the American dream. So, yeah, I'd probably say work hard. Work hard and don't take anything personally.
But no, thank you again, Denver. I really appreciate it.
No problem, man. Thanks for the opportunity.